a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Vice President Mike Pence drops by on some U.S. troops serving abroad. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
I want you to know that this coming Thanksgiving, we're thankful for you.
That's the vice president as he stopped by Anderson Air Force Base in Guam for a Sunday visit with military service members and their families.
I hope you have taken note of the fact in the first 2 years of this administration, we made the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're rebuilding our military, we're restoring the arsenal of democracy, and we also included the largest pay raise for military personnel in nearly 10 years. And you all deserve every single thing.
Vice President Pence was heading home at the time from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in New Guinea.
A man went into a Walmart in Vermont and asked to pay for everyone's layaway purchases as a way to help families out for Christmas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor said newly appointed Justice Brett Kavanaugh is part of the Supreme Court family. She made the comments on CNN's Axe Files.
I'm going to steal a line from one of my colleagues, okay. A story actually, not a line. And it was Justice Thomas who tells me that when he first came to the court, another justice approached him and said, I judge you by what you do here. Welcome. And I repeated that story to Justice Kavanaugh when I first greeted him here. Now, I've known him, I've known of his work. But when you're charged with working together for most of the remainder of your life, you have to create a relationship. The nine of us are now a family. And we're a family with each of us our own burdens and our own obligations to others. But this is our work family. And it's just as important as our personal family. We probably spend more time with each other than most justices spend who have spouses with their spouses.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1863 at a military cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, when President Abraham Lincoln delivers one of the most memorable speeches in American history. That speech would go on to be known as the Gettysburg Address. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
And we're live here at Hot and Hunted In. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have a lot going on, but no one's in the studio with me right now, so we can go right to the weather. It is cloudy out right now. Honestly, it was sunnier and looked like a beautiful spring day. I thought maybe we had the snow last week, and then we had some sun, and everything was great. It's 51 degrees out, and it's a little bit cloudy now. Tonight we have a chance of showers with a low of 38, so that's not too bad. But here's where it might get a little worse as the week goes on here. Tuesday we have a chance of showers, but then the sun's going to come out. So tomorrow we're looking at a high of 45. That's great. Then we go into Tuesday night and it starts to feel like the end of fall and just a few weeks away from winter with a low of 37. We do bounce back a little bit on Wednesday with a high of 40, and we're looking at some mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, so we can live with that. That sounds great. Then Wednesday night, we get down to the teens, 18 degrees Wednesday evening with some cloudy skies. Thanksgiving Day is beautiful, but the high will not even be 30. Our high of the day that's forecasted is 28 degrees. So I don't think anyone is going to be too happy about that. Friday, Black Friday, we have a beautiful sunny day with a high of 35. However, we still have very low temperatures. Friday night, we're looking at a low in the 20s. So Saturday, we have a chance of rain and snow. Now, you all remember Saturday is our date in Clinton. It's part of Dickens Day celebration. We had market space vendor events here last week talking about the outdoor market that will be on Saturday. So they wanted seasonable weather. So there's a chance of rain and snow on Saturday, but it's going to be a high near 49. So that sounds like a perfect day to plan some outdoor activities. And there's only a 50% chance of precipitation. So that looks pretty good. Saturday night's getting a little cool with a low around 41. As long as we could stay out of the teens and the 20s, I think we're all pretty happy about that. But Sunday and Monday, we have highs in or near 50, just like today. So today really was, with the sun out, a beautiful day. Hopefully we'll have a lot more of those. We'll be back here in the studio.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
We're back here in the studio, and we are absolutely talking about some 5Ks that are going on in and around Flemington. So the first one we're going to talk about is the 5K that is in Flemington, and it's a turkey trot, and that is going on at 9:30. So you want to definitely get down here a little bit earlier. If you haven't, you still have the early bird registration until the 21st. So it looks like you can run. You could do a 5K. I've done this 5K many, many times. I'm glad to see that it's back at an earlier time, a 9:30 time, although I did appreciate the early start. Get your running obligations out of the way and enjoy Thanksgiving. They have thousands of people that come to this event, so it is a really exciting event. It happens on Main Street. It is, there's no cars. It's completely through Liberty Village and Main Street, and all the traffic's closed off. So it looks like that they did change the course map. So I haven't seen the new course map on the website. It says the new course map will be published soon. So we haven't seen that. So if you like to do a lot of 5Ks, this one is a USATF sanctioned 5K. And again, that starts at 9:30. They usually have some expos where you can do your pre-registration and get everything ahead of time. We may have missed that this past weekend. I'm not sure, but I'll try to post that on our site. And then there's the Huff and Puff After You Stuff 5K. And that is going on in a beautiful area in Hackettstown. It's an off-road course. There's plenty of parking, and that will be hopefully having a caller in today. Donna should be calling in, and we can tell you a little bit about the details of that. But for now, I'm going to do a quick commercial break, and then I'll be back here in the studio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And I'm back here in the studio, and it's getting busier in the studio, so I'm pretty happy about that. So I appreciate everyone allowing me to jump around with my commercials and my weather, and at least I'm not saying the S word today. So we're really, really happy about that. So I do have someone who joined me in the studio. So I am going to introduce her right now. And of course, I didn't test her mic here, so we'll see how we're doing.
Should I talk?
Yeah, you're live on the air.
I'm live on the air. I'm very, very loud in my own ears.
So
that's my first time.
That is what we do. If you could tell everyone your name and where you're from.
Sure. I'm so glad you had me on. So my name is Ashley Saha, and I am a licensed clinical social worker at Flemington Adult Daycare right here. We're right on Walter E. Foran Boulevard, and we're a licensed medical daycare for seniors and people with disabilities, serving Hunterdon and surrounding counties. And we're having a special senior wellness fair on Saturday, December 1st. And I'm so glad you let me come in to sort of tell people a little bit about it.
Well, it's interesting, Ashley, that you're here with us, because a few weeks ago, to kick off Caregiver Month, we were able to have someone on our show who was able to talk about some of the challenges when people transition from a nursing home facility back to home, or from a hospital to a healthcare, a different long-term healthcare or an acute care facility, and some of the challenges when you're home to ensure people are vulnerable, have nutrition and meals on wheels. And she had so many resources, and she happened to mention adult daycare in Hunterdon County. So we were really excited when you contacted the chamber, and we're always trying to support anything that has to do with Hunterdon. But this is especially timely, not only because you have a community event we're going to talk about, but also because of Caregivers Month and the need to be able to let people know what resources there are in this county. People just don't understand.
That's right. They don't know. And this county is actually so well equipped to help people and support people, not only people who are facing challenges associated with aging, but also their caregivers, right? Because the drain, or the potential for caregiver burnout, as we say, is so immense. And it can happen, it happens gradually when we're putting the needs of our loved one, a lot of times our parents, or maybe a spouse, you know, who's having physical limitations and they can't do what they used to do. And we start putting their needs ahead of ours. And it happens just bit by bit and bit by bit until we're not doing the things we need to do for ourselves as caregivers to stay healthy and maintain our own well-being. One resource that I think Hunterdon County has and maybe doesn't know about is adult daycare. It has kind of a funny name. You know, we think of daycare and we think maybe of screaming toddlers, and that's not at all what we do. What we do is we can pick up participants from their home. We bring them to the facility. We feed them breakfast, and We have a whole bunch of wellness activities that include social opportunities and cognitive games, because we know, you know, with age can come some cognitive deterioration. And if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So we try to keep our participants really occupied and using their brains in many different ways. We have a few crossword puzzle wizards currently that are pretty masterful with the crossword puzzles, which are great for neuroconnectivity and just keeping the brain healthy and young as possible. So when we're not doing activities, we also offer social services, which is what I do, and we link people and their families to resources that are available in the community, like senior at-home care, where people will come to your home and help you with medical or, you know, activities of daily living. We also have resources related to elder law attorneys, senior care advisors, and a lot of other resources that could be helpful.
Excellent. I want to delve into that a little bit more, because it sounds like your program is really a more of a wraparound service approach for everyone in the household that is impacted by the needs of the family, as they can be very stressful and emotional. So we are going to do our breaks now, but we'll be back after our commercials to talk more with Ashley about adult daycare, what that means, and are we resource rich here in Hunterdon County? Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
That was the voice of Chris Phelan, the executive director of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And without his voice in the community, none of us would be in this room talking about some of the services that are there and how we can help to enrich the lives of the residents of Hunterdon County and being more aware of what is happening and what is out there to take advantage of. So we introduced Ashley earlier. She is with Adult Daycare, which is in Flemington. And she's here to talk about a senior wellness fair and also just to let us know, because we were unaware of some of the adult daycare resources. She was able to tell us adult daycare, what that means, and it includes transportation. And maybe you could just tell us about that a little bit. Sometimes people are And I'll give an example. My own mom, who just turned 80, or will be turning 80 this week, and we had a nice little celebration for her yesterday. So happy birthday to my mother.
Happy birthday, Georgine's mom.
She would really appreciate that. But her, she has mostly wheelchairs. She's right. Not very mobile. And there is a chair lift that can get her to the curb, but she has to be usually curb ready for some of the activities in and around her area. Can you tell us, do you have to be curb ready for your program? What does the transportation include?
So the transportation includes our professionals who will, they come, and some of our residents are mobile, you know, they are able to ambulate on their own, but they move at their own pace, which might be a little bit slow. And so we're able to physically help people to move. We're able to take our time. The nice thing about us is it's kind of a family affair a little bit. You know, it's a very close-knit group. We do what we can for our participants. So she wouldn't need, if she needed help getting into the wheelchair from in her living room, you know, if she just called and said, hey, guys, I'm ready to come, our staff would come in with her permission, help her get into the wheelchair, get her on the lift, put her into our van, bring her in. And we have our facilities able to accommodate, of course, wheelchairs and walkers and a variety of other health-related, you know, I don't want to say gadgets, but, you know, the things that people may need in order to get around, or, you know, oxygen tanks. We can accommodate all that. And we try to tailor each person's experience to what they're interested in and what their needs are. You know, some of our participants have diabetes, and so for them, they're working with our registered dietitian to do meal planning, and we're really focusing how are they getting nutritious meals that are going to help them maintain their blood sugar and, you know, their overall health. Whereas we have, you know, seniors who are dealing with, you know, some of it might be more psychosocial, loss. I mean, what's bigger to seniors than loss? Because not only are we sometimes dealing with the challenges of losing our physical abilities or our cognitive abilities, but the loss of loved ones, the loss of interests, the loss of, you know, the ability to engage in hobbies that made us who we are. You know, there's a lot of challenges that are beyond the physical. And so that's why we have a social worker who's there, which is me. and that involves checking in and talking about depression, because it's super common and it's nothing to be ashamed of. And it's very treatable if we know it's going on. And it does happen a lot in our seniors, particularly when they're left, you know, when they're isolated, either due to physical limitations or, you know, just geographically, they're not able to get out or socialize. It leads to that. It can.
And we have many, many agencies in Hunterdon County and throughout the state that have been trying to focus on some of the drug misuse of seniors, both in terms of addiction and in terms of just not being able to manage medication and prescription. Is that something that your organization is able to do at the time of assessment and ongoing?
Sure. So to get into our program, you do need a recommendation from a doctor, a referral from, you know, your medical provider saying that you would benefit from an adult day service. And with that includes medication monitoring, so we can help to make sure people are remembering to take their medication properly. And also, we can help you work with your pharmacy to make sure scripts are getting filled and that you can pick them up. And our staff, our drivers oftentimes will go and take our clients to the pharmacy to pick up prescriptions, you know, when that's necessary. So we do try to help people to be consistent with their medication and to understand, you know, our nurses are present to help you understand the medication you are taking, how different medications maybe should or shouldn't be used together. So, you know, yeah, that's huge. And also, there's so many great resources here for mental health that we can refer out.
Excellent. And we're going to talk more about that and about this event, which we haven't given any of the details. And right now we're going to do a little change in topic very quickly. I want to make sure that I can accommodate Donna, who is on the phone with us. Donna, are you with us?
I am.
Excellent.
I'm in my car.
That's okay.
You
are, at least you are moving today, and it's not like Thursday.
No.
So you are live on the air with us. And I was hoping you would be able to let everyone know about the Huff and Puff After You Stuff 5K that's on this Saturday for Margaret, in memory of Margaret. Great.
The Huff and Puff After You Stuff Miles for Margaret Memorial Race, and it's a walk or run, it's a 5K. The money that we raise goes to help families with children with cancer, goes directly to families. Why I'm on the road is because I just stopped at a dealership to help pay for a family's car, because their car broke down and they can't get their daughter to treatment. So I'm on the road. But the race is on Saturday. Registration starts at 8:15. At the American Legion Hall on Willowgrove Street in Hackettstown. And then the race will begin at Riverside Park at 10 o'clock. And we will walk down from the Legion, down the little road, right to the park and start the race from there, where we'll have refreshments when you're done, or if you want before you start. And our door prizes will be down there, and our DJ and Jazzercise will be warming everybody up before you start running. And it's a great morning.
That sounds...
Walk off all that turkey.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect event. And most importantly, you're doing it in the name of your daughter. And all of the funds that you raise go to help other families. And I know that is the smile part, the after part where you're able to help other families.
Right. That's the most important part, is that we get to help other families. And I like to say that I'm the emergency phone call for the Valerie Center. When they have a family that needs a power bill paid, they're stuck, there's a financial need that they don't seem to be able to meet, then they can call me, and if I have the funds, I can certainly write a check and make it all better for them for at least a little while.
Absolutely, and some people don't understand the challenges and the extra expenses and missing work and the extra medication and the parking fees and the transportation. And all of that adds up, and that's the last thing that anyone wants to be thinking of when they have a child that has a serious medical condition.
Yeah, this year alone, I've paid for someone to Uber to the Valerie Center so that their daughter could be treated. I've paid somebody's monthly bills because Dad had to stay home with her. She just had a transplant, and Mom was working because she had the insurance, and she couldn't miss work. So anything I can do that will make it easier, ease their burden, that I can help them with.
And this is your annual fundraiser. You do other events throughout the year, but this is your signature event. So I want to encourage everyone, they can sign up on at that day, right?
They can sign up online until Friday night, and you can find that at smilesformargaret.org. You can find the run sign up there, and you can also find the volunteer sign up there, along with making a donation. If you don't want to do either and you just want to make a donation, you can do it there also. And then the day of the race, get there a little early because there might be a little paperwork and backed up, but registration starts at 8:15 on Saturday morning.
Sounds perfect. We just did your weather. You're going to have a beautiful day for your 5K on Saturday. And
woohoo!
Yeah, you will. It's going to be a perfect for a 5K. And you know, runners, they don't care anyway. And certainly no one cares for remembering Margaret. And I'll give a plug too, if you're doing any Black Friday shopping, you have the Amazon Smiles as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. We get 0.5%, and they don't add anything on to your order. They just give it as a gift to Smiles for Margaret, which is a really nice thing. We make about $400 to $500 a year from that.
And that's without any administrative work. So if anyone's shopping on Black Friday, and just hit the Smiles for Margaret on Amazon Smiles, and you can help further the need of helping that Donna has been doing in memory of her daughter. So thanks for joining us, Donna. You may see me on Saturday. I'm glad we could get you in real quick here today. I know you're traveling and doing a lot of things, as you always are, but we wanted to be able to take a moment just to promote your event.
Thanks, George. I so appreciate it.
No problem. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
And that was Donna Murphy Walling, and on the phone with us, and we didn't have time today to talk to her more, but she also just won a Realtor Award. So hopefully when we all have more time, we could talk about that. We'll have the posting for the 5K, which is a really nice course. I've run it. It's off-road. It's beautiful this time of year. Lots of woods and leaves still up and falling and on the ground, and it really is a magical park, it seems. Really perfect. So thank you, Allison, for letting us do a little pause in our program about what we were talking about so we can accommodate Donna and remembering her daughter, Margaret.
No, Donna gave me a great reason to shop on Amazon.
Excellent.
Which I'm always looking for reasons to shop impulsively on Amazon for a good cause.
Well, now you have it. Smiles right. For
Smiles
Margaret.
Smiles for Margaret.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. So we were just talking before that about the many different ways you can help families. And the transportation is such a need throughout the county, and then for people that aren't as mobile as being curb ready. So it's so nice to know that you can accommodate them. And then we were starting just to delve into a little bit about some of the societal issues with our senior population, which is both in the drug abuse area and also in the drug medication mix up. And those are some areas that you're able to help. You were detailing that for us.
Right, we definitely are. And I did just want to say, you know, regardless of whether or not a person was interested or appropriate for our, you know, our program, if you have Medicaid or Medicare, you can get transportation to and from all medical appointments through LogistiCare for free. Now, I'm not sure if you have to be curb ready. I'm not sure that every LogistiCare driver is equipped to take a wheelchair. But for seniors who are able to ambulate themselves into a vehicle, you know, if you just didn't want to bother your kids or your spouse or something with taking you to routine doctor's appointments or ongoing appointments like kidney dialysis or chemotherapy, you can utilize LogistiCare. And they will transport you up to, I believe it's 20 miles from your home.
So we may want to be able to share that information. If you can either email me that.
I will. It's great, and it's free if you have Medicare or Medicaid. It's free, and it's actually a pretty great service for a lot of people. You don't have to be a senior either. You know, if you know, you just aren't able to get yourself to a medical appointment and you have Medicare or Medicaid, you can utilize LogistiCare, and I'll definitely send you a link.
That's an excellent resource, and part of our theme really today, talking about the resources that are underutilized in this county because people aren't familiar, or we are rural, and we, you know, we are a little more spread out than some of the more urban areas, and we may not know about things that are available, and you have a way to help with that, don't you?
Right. That was the purpose of the Wellness Fair. It's a, you know, I think a lot of people in our community have no idea we exist, number one. And number two, they don't know about the other resources that exist and are free and available to them, you know, through the county. And that can include help paying for utility bills, help paying for prescription medication. There's a wonderful senior center in Hunterdon County, and that's free for people, and they do all kinds of great exercise and social programs. The library has many wonderful programs, including opportunities for seniors to explore interests, learn new things, socialize. And we know all that really helps people to stay well in a holistic kind of way, not just about body wellness, but about having interest and maintaining our interest through illness. That can sometimes be a challenge. So the purpose of the Senior Wellness Fair we're having is to bring people from the community together and to share the resources that they're able to offer to seniors and their caregivers. Although the event is open to everybody, regardless of age, we're going to have a representative from a local elder law attorney who can help explain and answer questions for people related to what is an advance directive, who needs them, who should have them, and some other kind of legal documents that seniors may be confused about because a lot of it's very confusing. What documents do you need to have things in order to make sure you get to maintain your independence and have choices related to, you know, your care, even in the presence of, you know, maybe failing health. We're also going to have a representative from AARP talking about resources that they offer to seniors, And we're going to have a representative from Right at Home Senior Care Advisors. And that's a program that also helps people who want to remain in their home opposed to, you know, going into a nursing home or who are returning from a nursing home and may need home care. They help with that. And we're going to have some other people there, too, possibly Prophet of Farms. I'm trying to get them to come and bring delicious organic food. I think they said they're going to try. So we're also going to have a raffle of some gift baskets and some games. And our staff will be on hand, our nurses, social worker, dietitian, and recreations director. So people can come and see a little bit about what we do and see if it is something that might be a nice fit for them, as well as, you know, getting a sense of what this county has to offer in terms of resources.
And I think, too, the name Adult Daycare.
It's the worst.
It really is.
It's just the pits.
No, it really is. It really rebranded.
No, it's cringeworthy. Even when I tell people where I work, I want to be like, it's not at all what it sounds like. It sounds so dismal. It sounds like a room full of toddlers.
I think it is. There's a stigma to that. That if it was something else, I think people might be more willing to learn a little bit more about it. And I know it's an industry thing. It's certainly not specific to the facility you work at. It's just across the board. And sometimes they're called medical daycare center, which that's a little different, right?
Right. So there's two kinds of adult daycares. And I'm actually just learning all this myself. I've been a social worker for 15 years, but I've just started in the adult daycare about 3 or 4 months ago, which is when I realized no one knew we existed, which is why I've been trying to put together this event. Because it's great if you're providing a great service, but it's useless if you can't get that service to the people who need it. So the difference is there are medical adult daycares and there are social adult daycares. Hunterdon County also has a social adult daycare, Brightside. It's a social adult daycare, and I've never been. I've heard it's lovely. They are not required to have nurses on staff. I'm not sure. They may have nurses. I haven't visited, but they're not required. They're also not providing medical care of any kind or health monitoring. But they do provide, I think they provide a lot of great social things and engagement of seniors. And they have a social worker there, I know, and they help with resources and stuff like that. We are a medical daycare, which means we're able to help with, you know, medication things and ongoing health monitoring. And to be in our program, you do need to have a medical condition or a disability. The other thing is, we are covered by Medicaid. If you have Medicaid, you will pay nothing for our services. But we also accept self-pay for people who maybe have Medicare or another private insurance. But we are able to take Medicaid, and that is 100% free of cost to the participant.
That's amazing. And I'm assuming that you have a really great relationship with the local hospitals and all of the, even Morristown, where they are referring patients, and it's our Medicaid population that is so very vulnerable. So to know that they can have access to a service without any out-of-pocket cost is really, it's amazing and it's wonderful. And we want to be able to help you reach more people, because until my guest came on at the end of September, I had no idea. And I've worked in social service in Hunterdon County for a really long span. So I'm really glad to know about it now. And I'm glad that you're doing an activity that allows the community to come and to learn a little bit more about you. All across New Jersey, we have an aging population that's growing,
right,
and that without the right resources can really become a community health concern widespread. So we don't want that to happen. We want to make sure that we're connected with the community health centers, if it's an FQHC or if it's some of the different services or clinics that are offered through the other healthcare providers in the area. Whatever that is, engagement is so important, and being safe during the day. A lot of people do struggle with having to, earn money, pay for their bills, and at the same time meet their either loved ones' needs or want to provide the care for their loved ones. And it's really, it's an emotional struggle. And what do you do if you can't be home? So this sounds like it's such a great solution.
I mean, that's interesting that you say that, because that is another way that our program can be utilized as sort of a respite for caregivers. It doesn't need to be an everyday kind of thing. But like you said, if your work schedule requires you to be gone on, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, or that's the day maybe you need to do care for another relative, you know, it is a possibility that you could utilize our facility and, you know that your loved one is in good hands for that 4 or 5 hours, and then they can be transported back. But yeah, the name is unfortunate, you know, because it really does make it sound institutional and kind of gray walls and, you know, just people kind of, rambling around.
And absolutely. And I'll get personal here. Yeah. My mom is stubborn, and there is no way if I said, Mom, you're going to an adult daycare, she would not be able to wrap her head around this being a positive thing. She would see it as, you can't take care of me, or, you know, what you think, I can't take care of myself. So I think that in anything that we do, you know, we are trying to, I think, as a society, be culturally sensitive to things and to not label people and things and ethnicity, and to really embrace individuals. And I think that to try to change some of the stigma that's associated when you are aging, that you have so much pride, you've always taken care of your family, you've always, you know, taken care of your community, and now you're in a position where people are questioning if you can take care of yourself. So I think being able to bridge that as in terms of a partnership and something where they can give and receive, I think, is extremely helpful.
I think so too, because I think what a tragic thing if in our society the best we can do is just relegate them to some center where they're just sitting. They're just sitting. These people who have had these rich lives and all this experience and so much to share and give. What a terrible feeling that we would just be like warehousing them. And I think, unfortunately, that's what a lot of caregivers feel like. Oh, if I'm taking, you know, if I'm taking mom to daycare, it's this terrible place. It's not. We watch movies. We make popcorn. We share stories about what they did in their lives, what their children are doing, what their hopes are, what their dreams are. We go on trips. We go shopping probably too often to TJ Maxx. That seems to be a favorite. They are engaged in activities that are rewarding to them. And that's about quality of life, you know. And I think we want to empower our seniors to maintain that, to start new hobbies, try something new, learn something new. So I like to do surveys with our clients every couple months. What is it you'd like to learn? And some people have said yoga, so we have a yoga instructor that comes in. Some people have said gardening. Somebody must have said some cooking thing, because we did an impromptu cooking class the other day, and people made quesadillas.
Oh,
so
neat.
We're really trying to give not just subsisting, but enjoying life, still taking pleasure in things that maybe you always wanted to try, but you didn't have the time to. But I would say about the Senior Wellness Fair is, you know, our facility isn't going to be for everybody. It may not be for your mom. She may just cringe at the idea of spending 4 or 5 hours with a bunch of other, you know, other people. I mean, I'm not really a joiner myself, and I don't think age will change that, you know, but there are people who really, they do so well in the community of the group and having friends to sit and knit with, or having friends to look at pictures of, you know, the grandkids' birthday or whatever. So some people it suits, some people it doesn't. But I would say the wellness fair is beyond the scope of just bringing people into our program. Though, sure, that's always an added plus. What I want to do is, like you said, just make sure that any senior, including your mom, knows what's available to them, because there is so much available to them. Available to them to help them stay in their own homes, to help them continue with independence, to help them pay for things. We have a lot of great things at our fingertips, but I think, as you also said, unfortunately, we haven't maybe done a great job of letting everybody know. You almost have to have like a gatekeeper, like some social worker that's going to go, hey, here's all the programs that you are eligible for. So that's kind of what I want to do with that fair. I want people to leave Maybe they leave saying, I never want to go to adult daycare. Hopefully not, but maybe. But maybe they leave saying, I have a whole packet full of resources I can use to stay in my home or help me take care of my mom or dad or whatever. And also snacks. That's always good.
And we're going to do a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back and talking more about the details. And I'm so glad to learn more about this resource in Hunterdon County. And I hope you could stay with us as we give out some of the final logistics and really just explore these great resources that are at our fingertips here in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we're back to our last segment here at Hunt and Hunterdon. And I do love this magical studio because we learn, we leverage, we educate and one another, and we get to be advocates for some of our other programs and services, all for seniors. So I want to make sure that we have the very information to get you to the Senior Wellness Fair if you're interested. It is Saturday, December 1st. It is at 3 Walter Ferran Boulevard, which is right here in Flemington. It is from 10 to 2. We do have some different, certainly the staff of the center will be on hand. There'll be some dietitians on hand. The elder law attorney to answer questions is amazing. AARP resources are incredible. And right at home, senior care advisors can answer any questions you might have. And this is a very complicated navigation system when you're trying to take care of a loved one or an aging person, or maybe you're just concerned about some of the resources in the area where you live and you want to learn a little bit more. So I really invite you to come out. You can call the Flemington Adult Daycare Center at 732-800-0027. But our guest today has promised to share some other resources and information. So we'll be posting that on our Hot and Hunterdon page, our Facebook page. And as always, you can always direct questions to me and we can try to connect you. So we're really, really excited about this. And I just want to make sure, is the Flemington Adult Daycare Center at the same location where you're having the Senior Wellness Fair?
Yes. So we will not be open for our normal services that day. We will just be open to the public for the Senior Wellness Fair. No registrations required. It's free. We are a little bit maybe hard to find. It's in the strip mall, the town center strip mall, and it's the same strip mall where PNC sits at the corner. And we have a big sign that says Flemington Adult Daycare. And you should see lights and hear music and see door prizes. So just walk on in, and as you come in, you'll get a raffle ticket. We're raffling off some prize baskets. I went a little bit crazy at Home Goods and put together some baskets. So we're going to have some games. I think we might... hopefully, maybe we're going to have some music and, like I said, prizes and light refreshments. And, like I said, a lot of resources on hand. So please, you know, if you are caring for someone who is dealing with some of the challenges related to aging or you have an interest in it, you know, I would welcome other people, other professionals in the field. Come on out. Let's network a little bit, give each other resources, and at the end of the day, hopefully you leave with the information you need to make good choices for you and your loved one. Because there are a lot of resources. They may not all apply to you, but it's always good to have those things in your toolkit.
It really is. And one thing I wanted to ask you about, because we do have a veteran population of seniors here in Hunterdon County. There's a veteran administration that opens up last year with the county. And there are such great stories to be shared and lessons to be learned. So do any special programs or services for veterans? Sometimes they do different life books, or they'll do speaking engagements. If you do that in the future, we'd love to have you back to highlight and share veteran stories. Because Veterans Day, you know, obviously it was last week, we always like to lift that up and highlight that and explain some of the people that might be at the Flemington Adult Daycare. They've given, they've sacrificed, they have experience, they have knowledge, they have so much still to share to our community. So we're so glad that you can make that connection for us.
That's an amazing idea about the veterans. I actually had not, we did have one veteran, with us, and unfortunately, you know, he passed away. But no, that's a great idea. And there's so many resources available to our veterans, too. So that's a really good point.
And we also have, we try to always highlight the number of homeless veterans in New Jersey so they're not forgotten. And here in Hunterdon, we have a homeless transitional housing at what used to be called Hagedorn in Glen Gardner. So we always just like to, especially this time of year, remind people about our veterans and the sacrifices and how they're still part of and a fabric of our community here. So if they're aging seniors or if they're volunteers, we do want to make sure that their special contributions are recognized.
For sure, for sure.
All right, so we are rounding up our hour here. So I just want to give this information again. Saturday, December 1st, which is not this Saturday. Today is Thanksgiving week, and it is the 19th, perhaps, maybe.
You are around. Totally right.
Well, that might be the only time today that might happen. So I think it may be right up to right now, the only time today so far that I am right. So today's the 19th. We're going to have Thanksgiving this week, and then the following weekend on Saturday, December 1st. Excellent. Completely free.
Yeah.
You could just pop in if you don't want to stay, but if you may be interested, can they tour the center?
Yes, it's totally informal. So we have like a billiards table. There's, you know, we have a bunch of activities that come within the center. We have a lot of lounge chairs. We have a pet fish. Come in, have some snacks, go to the tables that are showing the resources you may be interested in, and, you know, have some snacks, chat with the staff, and, you know, take off. It's something to do, and you'll leave, my hope is, you'll leave with a bunch of resources that will help you to make good choices for yourself going forward. You know, I think the saddest thing is, you know, you said your mother, you said, I think, maybe stubborn, but these are people who ran businesses, who ran families, who took care of all the rest of us. They haven't lost the capacity to do that. And I think it's a hugely insulting thing that at a certain age we just start making decisions for our seniors. So what I'd like this event to do is give seniors resources and to start conversations with their children, with their spouses. How would you like things to progress? What would you like to happen should you become more ill or unable to stay in your home? What would you like to have, you know, be, what would you like to see How would you like to see that handle there? I couldn't get that out. And you can't make those kind of decisions with your families. You can't have those kind of hard, important conversations if you don't have any information about what's available. So what I'd like for the Senior Wellness Fair to accomplish is to put in your hands information about what is available to you so you can make good decisions for yourself or, you know, your loved one that you may be caring for. And that's pretty much it.
And that's an excellent point. People have spent their whole life being useful, and it's important that they continue to feel that way. And they're important to our community. So thank you for lifting them up, for providing an opportunity for people to learn a little bit more about something they may need to wander into, and that is the Flemington Adult Daycare Center. That phone number again is 732-800-0027. Got the phone number and the name right and the date. So this is just, this is a rocking day for me. Thanks for being part of our show here today.
Thank you so much.
And again, that is the Senior Wellness Fair, Saturday, December 1st at the Walter Foran Boulevard right here in Flemington. And that is from 10 to 2. And it's absolutely free. So hope you'll be able to come on over and really connect with any issues you may have with the aging population, any questions. I know the elder law is wonderful, as well as AARP. There are so many different forms on the internet for the advanced directive and power of attorneys and durable power of attorneys. So it'd be nice to, meet someone who's an expert in that area and to get a little more knowledge. So again, December 1st, 10 to 2, 3 Walter E. Foran Boulevard in Flemington. That event is called the Senior Wellness Fair, free to the public, and sponsored by the Flemington Adult Daycare Center. And their phone number, one more time, is 732-800-0027. So this wraps up our Thanksgiving week. Just a reminder, we have the Flemington 5K Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving Day. Let that be a warm-up for these Smiles for Margaret, Huff and Puff After You Stuff event, which is on Saturday. Beautiful day for that 5K in a beautiful park in Hackettstown. You can see the links on our Facebook page to remember Margaret. And if you're doing any Black Friday shopping, I am going to ask that you think about doing the Smiles for Margaret on Amazon Smiles. Also, just to remind everyone, we have Dickens Days coming up in Clinton, New Jersey this coming weekend. That starts on Friday. Activities throughout the weekend. Our Market Space event vendor, who was with us last week, will be doing their first outdoor fair. So that's really exciting. I hope we can support that in some way. That's a donation for the Red Mill if you're not a museum member. And it's great to try to engage with new things in our community. Thank you for joining me today and my guest. And I wish everyone the happiest of Thanksgiving and hope that we can warm up a little bit more than our temperature suggests. Have a great week, everyone.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Chris Watts, a Colorado man who pleaded guilty to killing his wife and two daughters, was sentenced to life in prison. Watts was sentenced nearly 2 weeks after pleading guilty to avoid the death penalty. Prosecutor Michael O'Rourke addressed the court before sentencing.
His motive was simple, Your Honor. He had a desire for a fresh start, to begin a relationship with a new love that overpowered all decency and feelings for his wife, his daughters, and unborn son.
Swift Beef recalled nearly 100,000 pounds of ground beef, possibly tainted with E. coli. The meat is mainly used by food service providers in Nevada, California, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Mazie Hirono filed a lawsuit Monday to block President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. The senators argue that Whitaker's appointment is in violation of the Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source ComScore total visits.
The average price of a gallon of gasoline continues to fall around the country. Some gas stations in the New Orleans region have been selling at $1.89 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26